We've got Gene Boldick here in the studio, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, and it is time. For Thing Not a Thing, the game show in which Gene and I take a look at all of the things that have people upset and talking on social media this week, and we decide whether it is a thing or if it is, in fact, not a thing.
Okay, the heroic horns, that sounded British to me.
It did a little
It's a little changing of the guard there. But
yeah,
you know what? We can just take that, we can take care of that, dispense with that immediately and say, that's not a thing. We're Americans. We've officially ruled that the royal family,
not a thing.
Not a thing for us.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Just end of story.
Second most important wedding of the weekend at best,
right? It's the second most important.
Yeah.
For everybody in this room, it's the second most important. And will occur in the middle of the night for us, so who cares?
It's like 4 o'clock in the morning, right?
It is
when it's happening.
It is. How'd you like to be on duty for
just
that coverage?
Poor scheduling. I don't understand why they didn't at least ask NBC, like, when can we do this in prime time or
Mad
something, so that everyone
could
watch and listen.
Right.
And,
right. Yeah. Yeah, talk about your high-pressure weddings,
I feel
by the
very...
way.
Yeah, God, right? Can you imagine, like, millions and millions
hundreds
of millions of people
the bride
watching
has
your,
just fainted. No,
yeah.
I can't. No, I can't do that.
I wish them all the best.
Many years
of happiness.
I don't
know them, so I don't really...
I hope it pours down rain for them.
Yes.
Because of the happiness that would indicate is ahead.
Isn't part of the royal wedding like an outdoor processional? Like, don't they all have to like walk down the street for two blocks or something? I have no idea. I've not been following this at all.
The commoners have no umbrellas.
Yeah.
They're just out there.
Yeah.
You know, they just line the streets and get soaked if it rains.
That's
good.
They
don't, you know, or faint.
Yeah.
It can be pretty darn hot.
Yeah.
In England.
In England in May. Yeah,
I guess. Are you kidding these days? You could get anything. My sister just posted on Facebook this morning that they had no less than 4 confirmed tornadoes in Connecticut yesterday, either tornadoes or microbursts.
Is Connecticut big enough to have 4 tornadoes?
That's what they were saying, you know, were they like all of, you could see all of them from one location.
Yeah.
I didn't even make the comment about my sister being qualified to judge, you know, falling houses from the sky because of tornadic conditions.
Yes.
I restrained myself.
You waited until you had a live microphone in
front
of you, and then you
made
that comment.
Because, you know, you just can't do anything about it.
And she's probably not listening to this at this point, right?
I'm praying.
So, you're getting this joke out to hundreds, if not thousands, of people with no repercussions whatsoever. That is smart
thinking. No idea who my sister is. That's right.
Okay, so that's not a thing. We're trying to focus on positive things.
Yes.
Let's talk about the teacher rally.
The teacher rally. Holy mackerel. I watched the time lapse. I know everybody saw this on Facebook of the teachers marching. These were either teachers or people supporting teachers.
Right. What are we going to say for the attendance? 20,000?
I think
probably?
We said it was about 20,000.
I think I said 30,000 on the day that it happened, but that was quoting people talking about
who
it on social media.
They were drunk.
No, I mean they were part of the rally. So the people who are part of the rally, and this is always the case, like the police official estimates are always lower than it is, and the organizers always overestimate it. So
well,
20,000,
I've seen a lot of pictures of this rally, and I think that it was at least as big and probably bigger than the Women's March in January of last year.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a stupendous display of support for public education. And, you know, I hope that the General Assembly is listening because, you know, these people might buy their own school supplies, but they vote.
Yeah.
They better get their act together and get back to supporting public education, which should be a nonpartisan issue.
But is the teacher rally a thing?
Is the teacher rally a thing?
Yeah.
It's part of a thing.
Yeah.
It's part of a great big thing. Mm-hmm. You know, if you can get meaningful protests that result in raises for actual people in Oklahoma, then you can do it in North Carolina.
And West Virginia,
which is another state. Yeah, but it is an impressive part of a larger thing, which I do think is driven by women being mobilized.
Yeah.
You know, I think the days of sitting and being quiet about a lot of stuff with inequity is over.
Yeah. I'm going to agree with you that it's part of a thing. I think the movement is more important than the moment, because
yes,
we're not going to see any real change at the General Assembly in this
right.
short session. Like, we all know that. It's about November more than anything else. And that rally is going to galvanize people. It's going to move them to the polls. It's going to get them out on the streets, engaged in politics even more than before. The other thing that I think is legitimately a thing out of this is, and I mean, you said it already, with Oklahoma, West Virginia, Arizona,
right,
Colorado
right.
too. Wasn't there a big
so.
Teacher movement in
I
Colorado?
Think so.
A lot of this is being done outside of the organization of like organized
yes, right,
union
exactly.
activity, because
right.
we have had since I think the early 70s a gradual and in some cases really rapid decline in union membership in the U.S.
Right.
And that has a lot to do with right to work laws and
right.
government policies making it increasingly difficult for unions to organize. And this has been devastating for working
right.
people in America for 4+ decades
right.
now. Now we're figuring out a way to circumvent this by organizing mm-hmm. outside of those like official union categories, which makes it much, much more difficult. But when it gets to that point, you see that it's possible.
It's very much like how political action has shifted away from only things that happen within party politics.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gone right out to direct action
yep.
and direct demonstrations by people. And,
yeah.
And that does make me think about these school shootings. Unfortunately, we've had another one today,
mm-hmm.
and that the actions that are coming from these things. We were just talking about. We heard this statement from Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, Republican governor of Texas, and that his comments about this were not about thoughts and prayers and nothing we can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
They were about, we can't take this anymore. There has to be action. He didn't say what it was that he has in mind. But to me, it's tectonic, the shift, for him to feel that he has to acknowledge that action is necessary. I think that's an enormous shift. And how people think about these rallies, The one Wednesday, you're right. Nothing's going to happen this year in the General Assembly
mm-hmm.
directly. It's a short session. There can't be any, you know, this is a time for the non-controversial legislation. They're not going to do much of anything. But let's see how they talk about it.
Right.
And the posture that they take. If that changes, I think that's going to tell us a lot.
Yeah, I think the posture is already starting to change. I think there, and this has happened the last couple of times we've had tragedies like this, where
right.
the language has changed in terms of the response that's come from
right.
elected officials, specifically Republican elected officials who hitherto have been kind of pushing back against, let's do something about this. They have started to say, let's do something about this. And then 3 weeks later, we wake up and nothing has been done, and it's dropped off of the
right.
the front pages,
right.
and the strategy has worked yet again. Now it's not dropping off of the front pages.
Right, and let's
yeah.
see what the Parkland kids do over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be really interesting to watch.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to sit down and be quiet. And I think that they're going to get together with Reverend Barber. And I think that there's going to be this joining of movements for shared interests, that many of the same people are injured by these events.
Yeah.
What else would you call them but events?
We got time for one more.
We got time for one more, which is, okay, it's National Bike to Work Day today.
Okay.
And
not a thing. It's raining out there.
not a thing here, but I saw a couple of the cute things that I saw on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
One was a little video clip of Elmira Gulch riding her bike saying, hey, it's National Bike to Work Day.
Oh, we're getting back to the tornadoes.
Yes,
that's
back
good.
To the
yes.
tornadoes.
Full circle.
But the other was, I love the Green Bay Packers for a lot of different reasons. And the Green Bay Packers apparently do this every year that on National Bike to Work Day, that the players in their uniforms
mm-hmm.
Ride bikes into the stadium.
Yeah.
They ride kids' bikes.
Oh, cute.
Which, if you think of
you
a
You can
great,
bike to work in Green Bay because there's only like 400 people who live in that town.
Yeah, right. So. Well, I mean, so if you think about them all bulked up, some of them are on teeny tiny tricycles, mm-hmm. and I thought it was quite adorable, and I really enjoyed it. And of course, you know, every day is bike to work day in Carrboro. So.
Also true.
And similarly in Chapel Hill, maybe more so in Carrboro.
More so in Carrboro, I think, because it's not as hilly.
True.
Yeah.
True.
People,
and it's 1 degree cooler. So
and it's 1 degree
you know, it's,
cooler,
the temperature's
yeah.
I once said this
to Pam Heminger when she was promoting Bike to Work Week and probably last year or something like that. Like, man, I love biking, but Chapel Hill is very hilly. I would be much more likely
right
to bike to
work
if it were called Chapel Flat. I would bike to work all the time.
And she sent
and
a city
bike
bus
lanes
pass
were
for
wider,
you, right?
Yes.
Well, you know, yeah, and they have a lot more bike lanes, I think, in Carrboro.
I think too. Well, they do in Chapel Hill too. It's just they're very narrow.
They're
like try to bike up Estes Drive.
It's all those skinny people. They ride bikes all the time,
there
so
you
they're
go.
In shape like you.
Very much unlike me.
Wow.
I'm worried about the suit tomorrow. That's going to be a thing if
yeah,
I can't
fit in the
suit.
When's the last time you tried
yeah.
it on?
When I got it fit a couple of months ago. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Everything's changed.
It's trouble.
Who's
yeah,
on the water cooler this weekend?
Stress eating. Damon Siles is
nice.
on the water cooler this weekend talking about budgets and government and whatnot, and about how absolutely great it has been that you can enjoy an adult beverage during Sunday brunch.
Yep.
In Carrboro now.
This, by the way, is why the suit
the
is going to be problematic
there.
Tomorrow.
That's probably the explanation for your particular singular issue there. But we had a great chat. He's always a great guest.
Sounds good. Weekend Water Cooler is on Sundays at 1.
It's this Sunday on at
oh,
1
at
p.m.
At 1 o'clock
at the regular
no baseball
time.
Day.
It's
yeah.
also, hey, if you're just getting off your shift at the hospital, it's also on tomorrow at 4 a.m.
Yep.
I know that's when you listen to
yeah,
it, so,
yeah.
you know, I'm just saying. So, but on Sunday, it's on at 1 and 8 p.m.
Sunday at 1 o'clock, Sunday at 8 o'clock. Tune into the Weekend Water Cooler. Gene Bolduc, thank you so much.
Thank you. Good luck tomorrow.